I am Stuart, child of the 80s, watcher of Saturday morning TV. Fabulous cartoons were revealed to me the day I held aloft my TV remote and said, "By the power of podcast." Only three others joined me on this journey. Our friends, James, Jamie, and Kane, together we discussed the crazy, delightful, but mostly crazy world of 80s and 90s cartoons.
I have got Summer. I've got Summer with me, which you can't hear, you guys. So you're all right.
Hold on. So James, are you telling me you've like got your own swear filter?
Yes.
Because we can swear, but
we'll
you
see
can't.
How good it lasts.
So we've got to see. So it's like a challenge for the rest of us to see if we can make James swear.
It really is, isn't it? Or give a topic that I can't sort of
talk around. Yeah. I did want to actually start off the episode by talking about the strong female characters in Spider-Man the cartoon.
Dangle that carrot.
It is episode 6, I want to say, of season 2. Why can I never remember how many episodes we've done? I think it's because they all blur into this kind of lucid dream / nightmare.
Yeah.
And we're going to start off this episode by doing Guess What, Boys?
Whose line was it anyway?
Here you go, James.
Yes.
5 points for James.
That's the first time
actually,
we've remembered it this season.
I know, it didn't sound right when I said it. I'm like, no, we can't be. It's not that early, surely.
Well, no, it's such a good
we're
feature as well.
The famous quiz. Whose line is it anyway? Whose line was it anyway? Sorry, the
that
correct copyright version.
Sorry.
Jamie is right now, everyone, thinking of a famous quote because he forgot he was doing this.
No,
that,
I've got it.
Is that why he's breathing heavy? Is he getting excited?
I've gone on
he's
a run
very
to
excited
find it.
By this. He's very excited. He's had to run down two flights
he's
of stairs out of his man
mouth.
Cave.
He's
to get
at something.
He's
puffing
at some food.
Oh, maybe it's really deep. Maybe that's the quote. Just somebody heavy breathing into a mic.
I don't think I'm heavy breathing.
No, we all just made it up spontaneously.
Right. Yeah.
It's time, Jamie, for
everyone's
favourite quiz that Who's takes place line? On our podcast. Whose line was it anyway?
Yes. Yeah. Well, scores on the doors. Kane's in the lead as it
Is
stands.
He? Yeah, the boys.
I knew you would say
you
that.
Got that
and
shitty
I'll tell
bonus
you.
Point. I think I got a shitty bonus point, didn't I, as well?
No.
Well, no, so no. It was 1-1, but then. James and Stu got the point for the villain. Kane got the cartoon and the villain. He said Rhino, who is technically in this one. So Kane got 2 points bonus.
Hang
you
about.
Two.
Yes. Hang about. Whoa.
I got a point.
I think
because
I got
you said fuck you in the kids' playroom.
What's this got to do with whose line was it anyway?
I think I got another point somewhere in last week's
podcast. We're
dishing
out random
well.
Points.
No, we.
Yeah, so just no, guessing. It turns out we are, James.
We did discuss.
Did we?
Just because you haven't gotten the extra points, James.
Well, you just gave me 5 points then for something and just forgetting the right thing.
That's in my quiz, not James.
So I'm now ahead of everyone.
That's my quiz, James.
This is getting confusing now.
My quiz is the who's the biggest turd quiz, and you're winning.
This is true. I'm loving that. 5 points.
Kane's
on the biggest turd
Kane's up because Kane got the cartoon right, but he said, "Oh, it's right. It's going to be a rhino. Rhino is in it." So Kane got two bonus points.
Wasn't it Pokemon? Wasn't that
what?
Your quote? Was Pokemon?
No. So at the end of last episode, I said if anyone can guess the cartoon what I'm picking this week, gets a bonus point. Sorry. The villain.
So of course, Kane got 2 points. James. Makes
Kane
sense.
Got cartoon and villain.
Yeah.
You and Stu got villain.
Yeah.
Bit of nepotism going on here, isn't
there? Villain. Yeah. But I did get a bonus point. I did get a bonus point for getting that you swore in the kids' hospital.
Yeah.
Oh, you did.
So it's got to be me and Kane.
I
don't think
that's right. I think I got a bonus point somewhere else as well.
Kane's right.
I think it's 3-2-1.
No, Kane's on 3. If you got your other bonus point, that's 4-2-2.
Oh, yeah. So it's 4-2-2 at the moment.
I'm glad this is nice and straightforward.
It is.
Kane's on 3, James is on 2, Stu's on 2. Here we go. Whose line was it anyway?
So we're saying just to get the rules out of the thing. So we can pick up points anywhere. It doesn't have to be whose line's it anyway. We can just pick up points
only when Jamie calls.
Only when I decide. There might be a Spider-Man quiz later on. There might be some points available in that.
Fucking hell.
Stop trying to apply logic, James, to...
I know.
the world famous quiz. Whose line was it anyway?
Are you ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
I said, are you ready?
Is that the quote?
Yes. Okay, here we go.
I think we made that joke last week, didn't we?
We did. We made it every week.
I like to make it every time he says it. Every time Jamie goes, here you go, and then doesn't say the quote, I tend to think that's the quote, the next thing he says.
The quote is going to start in
We need like
three.
A noise, don't we? Here is the quote, like, and Jamie says the quote.
Sausage fingers!
You want to do that, Jamie?
Sausage fingers! Okay, you're right now.
I can hear James' keyboard tapping.
Right now, the bark is merely exoskeletal. It will take months of additional spraying before the transformations become irreversible. But of course, I have the patience of a redwood.
That sounds like something we should know.
Yeah.
I was going to say, and this is my answer, Jamie, I was going to say when you first started off, Jason the Wheeled Warriors, so it might be some weird plant science.
Mm.
But I'm not saying that.
Oh, so Stu's out.
So I'm not saying that.
No, Stu's going to say.
Would you like me to read it one more time? It's not Stu's out.
Yes, please.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll read it one more time. Right now, the bark is merely exoskeletal. It will take months of additional spraying before the transformations become irreversible. But of course, I have the patience of a redwood.
Oh, it's a tough one.
Did you say additional spraying?
I did, yes.
Can't ask questions, James. I feel like cheating.
Unless that was your guess of the cartoon.
Yeah.
It's the cartoon additional spraying. The 80s classic.
I love that theme tune.
Additional spraying in your face.
Who's that spraying? What are they spraying?
What are they spraying? I can't see, but it smells like bleach.
A little bit.
I have no idea.
Do we all have a clue, please?
Yeah. Yes, have a clue.
Do you want a clue?
Yeah.
Yeah, we've all just said it. One more.
The clue is, you all know it.
Oh, God. Oh,
it's a shit clue.
Okay, the clue is there is a link to today's cartoon.
X-Men.
Is that your choice? Well, you are wrong. It's not X-Men.
That would have been my choice as well, Stu. I'm going to go Fantastic Four.
You are also wrong, James.
I'll go Spider-Man.
It's nice, a good guess, but it's not.
Good choice.
Is it a similar title to this in that it's Batman the Animated Series?
Go on, tell us.
It might have been Poison Ivy.
It is Batman the Animated Series. It's Poison Ivy.
I get half a point for that. I must get half a point. I got the person.
No,
right?
Dear bollocks.
No.
I got the person.
You can't just make two guesses. You can't just make up rules.
I only guessed a person once.
Hold on.
I only guessed a person once, now, Jamie.
Weird. We don't get points.
You guessed the person
the
once,
person
but you shot your load in Stew fashion early. So you don't get the point. You're absolutely right. It is Batman the Animated Series. It's and the episode is Eternal Youth, Season 1, Episode 16. And you're right, it is Poison Ivy. I thought you...
Really?
I
thought was patient.
Patience of a redwood, I think it's a play on that, isn't it?
Yeah, I wouldn't think of her as a patient person, though. Like, I thought she was a bit psycho.
Exoskeletals. Yeah, I thought James was going to jump on that. I thought he'd get that straight away.
No.
He doesn't really know much about Batman the Animated Series.
I've never seen it.
No. We are tonight talking about an animated series. Spider-Man, the Animated Series from 19... What? Anybody want to take a guess?
Ooh, 94?
10?
93?
Nobody said 1981 yet.
I think it's 95. Is it 94 or 5? I can't remember.
94. Yeah, not the 1980. This is a cartoon that we could have done two versions of during the 80s and 90s.
Mm. Well, that's a good point.
When I was searching for it on Disney Plus, I went on the wrong series first.
There's a few to choose from, isn't there? Yeah. There really is.
I think Spider-Man 1981, as it's now known, the next hour, has the better theme tune.
Really? Is that the Spider-Man?
Spider-Man does whatever a spider can.
Spider-Can spins a web.
Yeah, and you fuckers were moaning about it, just saying "Hey Arnold" in the "Hey Arnold" theme tune.
Spider-Man.
Yeah, this gives
Spider-Man.
There's not much more. Yeah, gives you run down
all the Spider-Man.
On this one, sorry.
Bonus
on
point.
Yeah.
Bonus point. Does anybody know who the artist is?
On same which one? As
the one we watched.
On the one we've watched. Yeah.
I'm gonna have a guess.
Let's talk about the one we've watched.
I'll have a guess. And I don't know this. I'm just... I'm going to go
with... If you guess the right person, it's going to be the best guess ever.
Slash from Slash.
Ooh, it's kind of close.
Oh, is it?
Ish.
I genuinely don't know this.
Yeah, it is the lead guitarist of a rock band from that era. Ooh.
It's not.
It is.
Not the album.
wrong Gary Kane.
That would be brilliant.
Go on, James.
Eric Clapton. I've got no idea.
What band is Eric Clapton the lead guitarist of?
Eric Clapton, the Claptons.
Shallows. It was lead guitarist of the Shallows once.
No, that was Rod Stewart, wasn't it?
What?
Rod
anyway, let's not
the
talk about music because we clearly
were Rod
know
Stewart. What band were Rod
the
Stewart in? Faces. Before Faces, thank you. It was Faces. Yeah, that's it. Thank you.
It was Joe Perry from Aerosmith.
Was it really?
No.
Who was doing that song? Performing that song? Yeah.
Oh,
written, of course, by
Joe Perry.
Haim Saban.
Yeah,
hey, the cheeky Saban.
You could guess that for 9 out of 10. I will say, Kane, I quite like the lyrics to this song.
Go on.
But I didn't know the lyrics to this song even until I read them for the prep for this podcast.
Wow.
It's turns out 90% of it, 90% of it is Spider-Man, Radioactive Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Spider-Man, Radioactive Spider-Man. But then it changes, doesn't it?
Does it? I'm trying. It just,
what does it do next? What does it do next? No. There is an 8-second instrumental, but then it's the next verse.
I can't think of another
verse.
Spider-Blood. What? Radioactive.
Really?
Spider-Blood. Radioactive Spider Blood, 7-second instrumental. The next verse.
Weirder lyric.
Is a repetition of the second verse, Spider Blood again.
Right.
But then there's words, guys. Spider-Man, friendly neighborhood Spider-Man, wealth and fame he's ignored, action is his reward. To him, life is a great big bang up. Wherever there's a hang up, you'll find the Spider-Man.
Really?
Really?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes. Although, that was the actual song, but I think it wasn't always broadcast in full until certain regions and certain channels because of the duration of the episode.
Okay.
But that is the actual Spider-Man, the animated series theme song performed by Joe Perry, lead guitarist of Aerosmith. Yeah.
I'll be honest, when you said artist, I thought you meant...
Like
who drew the card?
I did. I've got to be truthful, Kane. I'm with you on that one. Oh, yes. I thought you went art, and that's why I was so shocked. I'm like, really?
Yeah. He's
fucking
so
I thought Joe Perry from Aerosmith. Animated Spider-Man. That'd be amazing.
And a lot of it's computer generated. I thought he's obviously got mad skills.
I love this. I've got loads of facts there. I feel like Jamie tonight.
Go for it.
Yeah.
Do you know where the animated bits come from? The computer animated bits?
Computers.
in what sense? Where do they come from? Yeah, because that's the obvious.
Why do they exist?
Why do they?
Yeah.
Well, there's a few of them did at that time, didn't they? So Iron Man and stuff have, like, the Iron Man cartoons got them computer generated. I just thought they just found a newfangled bit of technology that they wanted to throw in it.
It was cheaper. I'm guessing to make it so you can move into the town, the city.
Sort of, but because they'd already been made. No, they weren't ones they could render themselves. They were just video clips from a TV advert for Spider-Man.
Oh,
seriously? Oh,
really? They took those clips from, yeah.
Is this
because there was a massive fallout when they were making it with the animators and they had to use clips from that advert, which is the city virtual
that's
reality.
Pretty cool.
Animated clips.
Is this
clips.
The first cartoon we've done what's had CGI effects on it?
I think it could be.
No, didn't they do didn't the Black Cogs have some kind of CGI in them?
Fucking hell. Don't go back
those
to
big
this.
Black Cogs.
I didn't think they did.
Did they not? I thought they had some...
No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
I think that was just a digital monster, not a digital cartoon.
Good point, yeah.
So I think that's the confusion, Jamie. Yeah, I can't think of one. There were a few... What was that, the first fully CGI cartoon? Can anybody remember?
Not a clue.
It was really bad, but I remember watching it on ITV.
Oh, I don't know about the first.
It was like some dude with I think he had a builder's helmet. I want to say, but it was like a weird robot thing. I think he was silver.
Like a knockoff Transformers thing.
No. It was just like a more of like a robot, as opposed to a robot that transforms. That's going to annoy me now. Anyway, James, you didn't choose Spider-Man the Animated Series. Yeah. That was somebody else. It was Jamie.
Yes.
It's been a long day today. Why did you choose, apart from the awesome theme song performed by Joe Perry, why did you choose Spider-Man the Animated Series?
I chose it because it is one of my favourites. It's one that I've seen through the whole all of the series many times. Had it on DVD. Actually, still got it on DVD. Watch it now because my little boy loves it. Love Spider-Man anyway. This particular episode, which was season 1, episode 10, The Alien Costume, part 3. Venom is my all-time favourite Spider-Man villain, so it made sense to go with this one as well. So what do you got actually before this? No, we've done the Whose Line Was It Anyway. Yeah, so let's go into it.
I've started drinking.
Yeah, so what do you think, guys?
Keep drinking.
Let's do it. Go on, James, you start us off. Go on, you start us off, James.
I enjoyed it. I love this cartoon anyway. I really love this cartoon. I'm the same as you.
Tell us what you really feel, James.
I've watched them many, many, many times. However, ooh, I have got a couple of issues with this episode and subsequent episodes.
Ooh. It's you're okay with those before this?
Moving on to Kane. So what do you think, Kane?
No. So I never realised first time round how bad Venom's lips are in this.
Blowjob lips.
That's not what I expected to hear. That's not what I expected.
He's got a face like a trout. He's got a really bad trout pout. And I'd never noticed it before. But it really stood out in this. I looked at the episode, I'm like, he's got really bad lips and he's got that weird red and blue outline around his body at all times.
What did you watch this on?
You watch this in 3D or something? Venom. He's got bad lips.
He's got bad lips. He's got a weird red and blue outline around his body. They're like gigantic. He shouldn't have any lips for a start, but he's got like gigantic lips.
He shouldn't have lips.
Yeah.
What's between his mouth, outside of the mouth, the inside of his mouth?
Nothing. He should basically just go straight down to teeth popping out, gums and teeth. Like an alien from the Aliens franchise. He shouldn't have any lips, and he's got proper lips on him. And then weird, his eyes weren't right as well. It got like, you know, everyone knows Venom's eyes, the big white, you know, sort of
eyes, yeah.
They've sort of designed them so it looks like they've got pupils in them almost. They sort of jag inwards and they've got like almost pupils.
No, they've always done that, surely.
No, yeah. Not in the comic books.
Hold on, are we allowed to do actual
get a comic
reference?
Book.
I'm picking up my Venom graphic novel right now.
Yeah.
Right, Ultimate Carnage, that'll do.
And they don't look like pupils.
Carnage definitely has pupils.
Yeah, Venom, no pupils.
Yes, he has.
No, he hasn't.
What do you mean by pupil? He's got the jaggedy bits coming down into his eyes.
So you can see an expression. But if you look at the animated version on the cartoon, they're really obvious. You can't unsee them. You're literally staring straight at them.
And I'm more worried about his nose.
Oh, right.
Well, I tell you what, we're a bunch of bitches today, aren't we? Venom.
No, I still enjoyed it. I just didn't like the way they drew Venom. I thought the black suit for Spider-Man was amazing. Because I watched the previous episode as well. But yeah, I thought absolutely brilliant. Really enjoyed it.
It's in the flashback at the start.
It is. But I watched all of them. I thought, I'm not missing out on this. So I watched all of them. And they did that really well. But Venom, the voice was great. Was it Hank Azaria did the voice?
Yeah.
Mo from Simpsons.
Is that true? Oh,
yeah. Cool. Yeah, he did an amazing job on the voice. But it's just... And the storyline was great. The story was really good. It was just the way they drew him. It just knocked it off.
It's his lips and his eyes.
His lips, his eyes and his outline.
Is it the blue tint? Is that what you're talking about?
It got a blue and red tint. So like a blue tint down one side and red tint. They're trying to go for like a shiny look to him, but it didn't work for me.
You need to take another look at the comics.
Nah.
I think he's spot on.
Yeah. That's what he's like in most of the comics.
Not
I'm guessing just doing a whole black like silhouette of something. It's going to be really hard in a cartoon.
Oh yeah, no, you could like I say with the Spider-Man suit when Spider-Man was wearing it, they did it really well. They just seemed to overemphasize it when it was Venom, and it just didn't work for me.
I do know what James is saying, because I'm looking at the comparison between the two. It's almost like a black tooth on the top of his eye, like a cut into it,
yes.
Isn't it?
It's yeah. too much. It's too deep.
I do know what you're saying. It is slightly different. If you look at some of the originals, I mean, the original Venom in the cartoons has got it, but it's thicker. So I think it masks it a little bit more, whereas on the cartoon, it's a bit thinner. So I kind of know what you're saying.
But I still enjoy it. Here's a question for you then, James.
Yes?
Do you prefer the look of Venom in the animated series or Venom in the Venom film?
Venom in where?
The film. The Tom Hardy film.
I quite liked. I didn't have a big issue with the Venom in the film, apart from maybe not having the white spider, but I know why, obviously, because, Spider-Man license and all that sort of shenanigans. I didn't mind it. I didn't like the voice. As we said, Cookie Monster. I think it was you that pointed it out, Jamie. And ever since you've said that, I can't unhear it.
Sorry, dude.
I know. It's destroyed the whole thing for me. But no, I didn't mind the Venom in the film too much. I prefer that to the cartoon version on this one. It has been done subsequently in other cartoons a lot better.
Do you think?
Ooh, yeah.
Can you give us an example, James?
The latest one, I think, is it Spectacular Spider-Man on Netflix at the moment. He's done really. It's virtually the same story. They just literally copy and pasted it almost. Yeah, they've gone almost down the ultimate line with it, where Eddie Brock's at school with Peter. Mm. But they've done it really well with that. The proper long tongue. He looks scary, as opposed to. None of the other one was scary, but it just looks better.
Poor Venom, James. So what score are you giving it?
I know. I'm still giving it a 7. 7 out of 10.
It would have been lower than I expected.
It would have been an 8. If Venom had been a bit better, it would have been an 8. Because it is good.
His lips and his eyes just knocked it down
for me, just a touch, unfortunately.
I'm just looking at some of the original cartoon Venom. He's got it. It's not so much lips, but his gums almost look like lips. Spider-Man. It was after 81, wasn't it, Venom? Was it after 81? I think it was mid 80s, wasn't it?
What are you talking about? When you're saying the Venom.
When Venom first appeared in the comics,
I thought you meant the original cartoon.
The comics is his gums almost looks a bit like his lips. I think that may be what they're going for, is his gums being pulled back as opposed to him having blowjob lips.
Yeah, like he's had some Botox or something like that.
Would you rather have a blowjob from Venom or a anyway,
well, you've got to finish it. We're all waiting for you now.
Or a blowjob from the Shocker.
Anything involving the Shocker.
So James,
No. Would you ever have a blowjob from Venom or a handjob from Shocker?
Definitely from Shocker.
Shocking. What's your score, James?
Seven.
Sorry, 7, wasn't it? Kane?
Yeah, let's do it.
Kane hated it, I reckon.
No, I loved it. Really, really enjoyed it. It's I don't remember watching much as a kid, to be honest. But I enjoyed it. Cool villains, great story, great music, good artwork, good acting. I'm going 9 out of 10.
Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo! Yeah. Originally, from the top rope.
Originally, I had 8 down, but I was like, that's probably the most I've enjoyed a cartoon since we've been doing By the Power. So, yeah.
You enjoyed that more than Penny Crayon?
Yeah, surprisingly.
You do. Have you forgotten that Penny Crayon can draw anything she wishes?
It's a good point.
Is that why?
Yeah, and it's also the only cartoon where Jamie's not questioned it not being unbelievable. Is Penny
I know,
Crayon.
It's crazy, right? Yeah,
what about Popo Bears, Kane? Surely you.
I think I remember during Penny Crayon that I raised the point of like, where these crayons come from? Is it hair power? Is it crayons? And Jamie was like, that's not an issue. We don't need to know that. It's just, we know they're magic crayons. Everything else since, you're right, Kane. He's like, why has that happened? It's not logical. 3.
No, I didn't. I had theories on where they come from, the crayons.
Yeah, but all the other cartoons you've lambasted because they don't tell you how things happened. Whereas Penny Crayon, you loved that it didn't tell you how it happened.
I don't think I did.
You definitely
Kane,
did.
Help me out.
You definitely did,
right?
Yeah. You're all wrong.
It's a running joke on the Twitter community of your... yeah. But no, I loved it. Yeah, I thought it was great. Like, it's 22 minutes long, and it flew by.
Yeah.
Great story. Yeah, it was awesome.
Perfect. Stu, what are we going for? Yeah, I never can.
Well, I'm going to make a prediction. I've written something that, and I've said one of you three are going to give it a really bad score. Ooh. Just because it's the cool thing to do. Like, it's, we should like me. It.
It's not going to be me. But good attempt at reverse psychology, Kane. If I was going to give it a poor score, I would be reconsidering. I really like this. I think it's good. I don't think it's great. I remembered it being better than it is now on a rewatch, is what I will say.
This episode, so I was expecting just in general, Stu.
In general, I was expecting it to be great. It's a little bit janky in terms of quality, which lets it down a little bit for me. As much as I love anime, this is probably not the best animated one. It seems like it's like a little bit cheap, do you know what I mean?
No, I don't.
Okay. I think the opposite.
Like, if you look at the drawing of Peter Parker, the animation of Peter Parker, his face, like a still of Peter Parker, like when he sat with Mary Jane at the end.
Yeah.
I think that's way lower quality than a lot of contemporary cartoons at that time.
I'm not sure. I don't think there's anything better than this in regards to animation.
Like this type of cartoon style. Yeah. I don't know if it's just because this is what I got bought up on, and that was like, this is all I know kind of thing. But yeah, I like this type of cartoon style.
I don't dislike the style. I just don't think this is that well drawn, if you like. Right. And they kind of reuse some of the animation. Like, there's certain parts where it's... so when they're doing Rhino, for example... They just reuse the animation, but so the words he's saying don't match his face. Do you know what I mean? Like the little clips and the stills and stuff. It doesn't quite, it just dragged me out. I think because I was kind of reviewing it, it maybe just got my attention a little bit because I was watching it with a critical thought.
Do you think you had like too high expectations when you went into
it? But that's what I mean.
Well.
Yeah, I think I thought this was going to be great, but it was good.
Yeah.
I'm going to score it 7 out of 10.
That's better than I thought based on that.
Because I think it's good, but I'm just saying the reason I'm lower than an 8, or maybe even a 9 if it was as good as I remembered, is just because it's not quite as good a quality as I remember. The writing's not quite great. I do like the fact, and I can't decide if they did it on purpose, that Peter Parker's puns, and in fact everybody else's puns, are a little bit rubbish.
Yeah, I think
you know, like when he's trying to be really Spider-Man-y and do his like little jokes and stuff, it's like they were writing on a fast thing and they're like, oh, what joke are we going to write about Shocker? Let's think. You pack a wallop, Shocker. That
I bet
shocks
you give
me.
A great hand job.
That writer's room, they must have been like, what else can we do for Shocker? And I just felt like it was a little bit, it was good, but not great. 7 out of 10.
Jimmy?
9 out of 10.
Ooh.
This is best thing I've seen. And
how come? Whoa. James, unmute yourself. How come when I said 9 out of 10, it got no reaction? And when James said 9 out of 10, you cummed in your pants?
Well, you because need to ask James. James was the one with that reaction, Kane.
That's what I said, James.
Yeah, you did. You did.
Oh, did you? Sorry.
He was asking me. I don't know, I suppose. I was expecting...
Podcast, baby.
Yeah, I don't really know. I think it's because you started with your review before you score.
Oh, right.
I think you said, best cartoon I've watched, I've really enjoyed it. Yeah. You know, and I was like,
there
okay.
Was no so shocker,
I was built up for the score. So as soon as you get the score, I'm like, yeah, that makes sense because he's just bigged it up. Yeah. Jamie's come straight in with the score.
Straight in, baby.
Yeah.
Like, boom, right in your face. And I'm like, oh, okay.
So that's what very he's saying, Jamie-like, Kane, is that if James were to rate yours and Jamie's rating systems, he'd probably give you like a 4 out of 10.
I'd get a 1.
And he'd give Jamie's a 9 out of 10.
No, yeah. The opposite.
No, he loved yours, Jamie. He loved it. Woo!
It was the shock. It was, I preferred Kane to deliver. I prefer the review first and then the score. Yeah. I like the review because then you can see where the score's coming from.
As you want me to score. Kane's reviewing the score, but there's no reaction.
Do it how you like, mate. Do it how you like.
Don't fuck it up.
Kane, which one of these two things do I love? Are you ready? Thing one, this is my reaction.
Yeah.
Thing two, this match. Ooh,
that's not necessarily love. It's more. It's shock.
When I was talking, Bez were just muted. I didn't even get him on mute.
I think he walked off, Kane.
I will explain. I have got my 7-year-old is with me at the moment, and she is talking and rabbiting on, so I am muting quite a lot, and I am filtering myself as well at the same time.
Apart from when Jamie gives his score.
Obviously, I told her to shut up at that point. It's like, Jamie's score's coming up. It's the important
when
stuff.
When I get my score, this is what you heard on table.
That's it. Very impressive.
Do you want to hear my justification?
Yes, I would love to.
It was very good. It was okay. So theme tune,
Jamie,
fucking love
Jamie,
it. I know there's no
Jamie.
Lyrics in it. Badass theme tune. As a cartoon goes, I can't think of better animation in this. So I'm completely different than Stu. This for me is perfect animation. I absolutely love it, and I think for when it was out as well.
Do you mean the style or
both?
Like, okay.
Both. I love the style, but I genuinely think for the time,
I thought
I think
you didn't
really
like anime.
Quality. This isn't fucking anime.
Of course it is.
Easy bollocks.
See, I think when me and Jamie think of anime, we think of the big eyes and the, like,
all that shit, fucking tears coming through your head and blood coming out your nose and all
Spider-Man
that wank.
And X-Men?
What's it called? The dude from that rock
it's
band.
Not Haim Saban now. It isn't Japanese animation.
Yeah, Joe Perry drew it. Disgusting. Yeah.
It is fully Japanese, though, to be fair.
You see, I wouldn't class it as anime either.
Nah,
I would say it's Japanese animation, but it's not anime. It's not the anime style. I don't look at it and go, anime, classic.
Stu's typing really away. Winding Jamie up, to be fair. I'm only really winding Jamie up.
I love the animation. What I love about it, I mean, there's so much, and I love Spider-Man. There's so many versions of Spider-Man that are watered down. There's so many different versions. I'm okay with like some of the Ultimate stuff, but this for me is pretty much perfect in regards to original Spider-Man. Every villain that they've took is as it should be. I know some of the characters are kind of taken in a slightly different direction, but I love it. I think the story in this was great. I think the way they portrayed Venom and that kind of physical but or psychological torment of Peter Parker in a short episode, I think they absolutely nail here. They set it up for future episodes. They recap the previous episodes. I love this. It gets a 9 for me. I mean, I could have easily given this a 10. I've seen this so many times. This week, I've watched this episode about 6 times, although I've seen it a lot of times already. I think it's perfect.
Stop there. Yeah.
Nighttime in bed.
I know exactly what's coming. Yeah.
Nighttime
I know exactly
in bed.
What's coming.
Yeah.
Go on, Kane.
Carry on, Kane. Drop the hammer.
Yeah, 2 hours ago, you said you've had no time to press the download button on the PlayStation.
Work all the time, Kane.
Yeah. Work all the time. And you've watched this how many times?
About 6 times. I've watched this about 6 times. So I've watched it most nights when I'm in bed.
We believe
it's easy
you.
To do.
Yeah, I believe you watched it.
Yeah, but for me to set the PlayStation up, for me to go and get my money out, for
I
me to pay for
room.
The...
With it set
yeah, but
up
it's
in?
Not it's not set up at the moment because it's been playing up recently. Oh. So for me to set it up, for me to log on and actually pay
like
for
bullshit.
The account.
I'd love to know this setup for a PS4.
Well, I've got it takes a while to do.
I plug it in. Whereas
watching like 20-minute episode in bed's a bit different than fucking around and
6 times.
Plus I've got a lot of times I've watched
it. Takes 140 minutes to sell for PS4, come on.
Well, a lot of times, remember that Bear loves this, so a lot of times it's been me spending time with Bear watching it. I can't say, just fucking wait there whilst I go and piss around with your PlayStation. Well, I suppose I could, but that's not great parenting.
Well, you don't have to tell him that. you put Spider-Man on, for the 5th time, sneak out the back, just getting a drink, PS4.
Well, it probably take me half an hour to do, sneaking out the back.
What PlayStation 4 have you got?
Well,
you got a wind-up one.
Well, I've like I said, I've got to get it out, set it up. Remember, I haven't got the online subscription, so I've got to do all that. Put my card details in and all that stuff. Okay. It's not a quick job, is it?
No,
it's not.
32.
That's good.
Yeah,
but
the second most popular,
isn't
it?
I think it is.
I don't know. Were we all 9s and 8s last time?
Wasn't He-Man quite? Not He-Man. Rambo quite. High and Transformers is quite high as well.
I think were we all 9s and 8s for Transformers? Jamie?
Yeah,
I'm looking at the 9 on Transformers.
I gave an 8, I think. No. Hey, if only somebody were making note of all this, right?
Ken, what you gave it, Kane?
No.
I think you were an 8, or maybe a 7.
I think I was about a 7 or 8. I don't think I went 8 on Transformers. I don't think I would have gone that high.
I think me and you both went 7.
Yeah, I think we said 7.
Who knows, because we don't keep the score, so we have no idea.
This might be the first score, Bez, where we've not scored it the same.
Oh, it could be. Oh, no. Copycats.
Yeah. Should we change our scores?
Yeah. I think we should, yeah.
Hey. Kane, who did you send your prediction to?
No one.
No. Oh.
And it was wrong also. I just thought one of you was going to go, like, trying to be the controversial one. We know how Jamie did the, like, 9 out of 10. I was expecting someone to say 3 out of 10.
2.
Because he's got big lips.
Hey, you know it's in the cartoon when that sort of put down, Venom's got blowjob lips.
Yeah, and like I say, it would have been an 8 or a 9. It really would. It would have been an 8.
He loses his lips out. It'd be a point for his lips, James.
But you did give it an 8. Do you give it a 7?
I think I gave it a 7. I think
7. You gave it.
I think
7.
Transformers is higher then.
Yeah. So
I think you were 33. I think Transformers.
Without the lips, it would have been an 8. And if I'd gone just from memory, it would have been a 9. Because I'm the same as you still. I was like, I love this. And if I hadn't have actually watched the episode in a more of a critical view, it would have been a higher score, I think.
James, can I ask you then, because you said you watched, because this is a three-part of this one, you said you watched the other two. Did you enjoy the other two, the previous ones, before he became Venom?
I loved the very one before it, episode 2, where he, and I mentioned it last week on the podcast, where he beats Rhino up in the prison. That sticks in my mind like no one's business. Just because I think Rhino is really good character in this. He's proper true to the comic.
Yeah.
Compared to how they've done him in the films sort of previously, in the games as well, with a big mechanised suit type job.
Is that the one where Shocker goes in to beat up Eddie Brock? Like, I'm sure Jameson pays for Shocker to go for Eddie after Eddie Brock or something like that when he sacks him.
Yeah. But it's like I say, for me, that episode was a bit more, it showed a really good sort of Spider-Man going downhill, if that makes any sense. You know, sort of the suit affecting him. And I think they did it better than Spider-Man 3, the film. They just showed it a lot more subtle, but yeah, there's little changes. Like I said, I've been watching the Spectacular Spider-Man today, which is the same storyline. And again, it's done really, really sort of well, where Spider-Man goes to ask Tombstone if he wants to, you know, hire him for a job because he needs money. And he's, again, the suit's just affecting him slightly and sort of making him, you know, sort of change his values. It's much better than Tobey Maguire walking down the street doing his strut.
Yeah, you mean you didn't like all that hand pointing and stuff?
No, he's going down.
Ugh, it's fucking horrible, isn't it? Ugh.
Yeah.
Ugh. Hey, Stu.
Yeah.
Why doesn't Spider-Man like rice?
Is it because it gets in his spider pants?
No. It reminds him of Uncle Ben.
That's a good one.
That is quite good, actually.
That is good.
That's going to be your best one, yeah.
Hey, James.
Go on.
What disorder will Spider-Man get as he ages?
Don't know.
Peter Parkinson's.
Oh, dear. Not so good, that one.
Sorry.
Do I not get a joke?
Yeah, I say it's
I've run out of jokes.
All the others are really terrible. The ones I were finding, they were like really bad. That's the best two I could find. Controversial, but best two. Should we do a little bit of Would You Rather?
Yeah.
I love a Would You Rather.
Would You Rather. Yeah, Would You Rather. It is a Would You Rather, isn't it?
Yeah, you please.
You ready?
What? What's the other segment we've got? What's not a Would You Rather? What we do?
Oh yeah, there is another one. Thank you, Kane. We've got what people say about it.
Whose line is it anyway?
No, the one where we look at reviews and things.
Oh what yes.
What's the name of it? What do we call it?
Nobody else has remembered to do it.
Jamie,
I did a review last week.
Jamie, James did, what, yeah. Outdoors, yeah. What outdoors sport does Spider-Man like?
Oh, wait, no. Fly fishing.
Well done, you've looked at the same.
Oh, that's a good one. Have I got it?
Yeah.
I swear, yeah. I swear.
Because the next joke is Uncle Ben's.
Kane's tested him. I like it. Kane's tested Jamie. What I want to know is, Kane, how has Jamie had the time to look up all these jokes?
But I suppose he can do that in bed while watching Spider-Man, while with his son, while watching...
Yeah, at night, late at night when he's watching it with his son in bed.
For anybody listening to
American sitcoms...
They're bitching at me because I haven't downloaded a computer game, because I've said I ain't got time to do it. But they're telling me I'm a liar. Cheeky monkeys.
Well, you could have watched one less Spider-Man episode of the same one.
No, because it takes
him possible,
20,
right?
It takes him 20 minutes.
Yeah, but even if I do download it, when am I going
to
play it?
After we record.
Oh, tonight.
Well, I ain't seen Joe for 3 days. I've come in straight away, start recording this. I can't just say, right, I'm going to do that as well.
You shouldn't have watched Spider-Man when you were...
Hold on. Jamie, have you been away?
Yeah.
That then is perfectly understandable.
Yeah, I've been away. Yeah, I've only come back half an hour ago.
He's been to Hull, he's told us.
I didn't know he'd been out for 3 days, did I?
Well, 2 days. Well, 1 night and 2 days, so yeah, 2 days. 2 full days.
Actually, no, it's just 1 day.
So you saw her yesterday?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I didn't see yesterday. No, I saw her the day before.
How did you not see her yesterday?
And why would I see her yesterday? I've been out.
You not get up in the same bed?
No, I was in a fucking hotel.
So two nights.
Two nights, yeah.
You said one.
If it was one night, you would have seen it yesterday, wouldn't you?
No, two nights.
You know what you should have done?
It's like an interrogation of
I don't understand why I'm being told I'm wrong.
It's like an absurd, I love it. We need to get Jamie to listen back, because Jamie gets, Jamie processes the information he's just given us being correct. But if we rewind him back when he goes, I've not seen Joe for 3 days, because I've been away for two nights.
Oh, I'm so one tired. Night. I haven't seen him for 2 days.
One day,
I've been
2 days.
2 days. What day is it? Today, Friday. So Friday. I've been in Hull Thursday, Friday. So I've been 2 days.
So you saw Joe yesterday?
No, because I've been the
Thursday
night
morning.
Before. I went the night before. So I've stopped away.
So you went Wednesday?
Away. Correct. Evening, yes.
Right.
I feel like I'm a liar.
Why
am I being made to feel wrong?
You sound confused.
I am confused.
So if you're away for two nights, Jamie, you know what you should have done? Taking your PS4 with you.
you could have just asked Joe to download Predator for you.
Yeah,
while
you
set were
it
away.
Up first over. Yeah.
Well, she's been at her mum's.
Could have got, I don't know. Neighbour to do
fucking
it.
Hell. This is great podcast viewing. How can we make Jamie seem like a twat who should have done something?
Yeah. Just while we're talking about not seeing partners, I'll just give a shout out to my partner at the moment. She's hiked the Grand Canyon this week.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so she's an avid listener to the podcast. So she'll appreciate it.
Quick question about Emily hiking the Grand Canyon.
Yeah.
Do you go?
She didn't download Predator while she was doing it.
Do you go along it? Do you go along it on one side? Along it on the bottom, which I assume would be a boat, so I'm guessing not that. Or do you go from one side to the other to hike the Grand Canyon?
To be honest, I've got no fucking clue, because she's stopped in like a few places, and I think what they do, and this is a guess, is you set up camp, then you do a few hikes around where you're based, then you go somewhere else like 2 days later.
Can I ask a more important follow-up question?
Yeah.
Why do you call her your partner at the moment?
Good point.
It sounds very temporary. It's like, it's my partner at the moment. She's on the final warning.
Technically true.
Yeah, it's true. Could go to my fiance, wife.
It's like a bloke I used to work with used to introduce his wife as his current wife, just to keep her on her toes.
Technically true. Also technically true, I like it.
Yeah, this is my current wife, Helen.
What happened to the Would You Rather?
I was starting...
Would you Predator or Stable?
Yeah. No, we went... It was the review bit, wasn't it? is the review of somebody's review what we were doing next. So I'm going to read out to a. Am I making this up? Because the silence implies that I'm making this up. We do a review, no, right?
We're just interrupting.
I can't believe you've got time to get two reviews to read out.
We've come back round to this again. This is where we were. Right, go on. Give us your review, Jamie.
Well, I've got two. I've had a bit of time this week, so I've got two reviews.
I've been away now, tell have you?
No, the first review is Malden365.
Wait, actually, whoa. I've got another question. Right, so you've been away for 3 days, but you've watched Spider-Man.
Two days,
3 days.
Yeah, 2 nights, yeah.
3 days. But you've watched Spider-Man 6 times.
No, I watched it the last 2 days.
How many times have you watched Spider-Man this week?
I watched it a few times with Bear earlier on. I watched it last night, and I watched it the night before when I was making a few notes on it.
This is sounding a lot more old than a Prince Andrew alibi, this is.
Yeah. What did you do last night and the night before, Jamie?
Do you want me to give you a breakdown?
Let's go every last night. So last night
I wrote a agenda, well, 3 agendas, which I've got for next week, which took me about 2 hours.
What did you have for tea?
I had a cheeseburger and fries or chips.
Hotel one or fast food place?
Hotel one.
Hotel.
Have you got receipts to prove it?
I do. I do have the receipts to prove it. I wrote 3 agendas for next week. I then ironed my clothes for the night after, and then I started preparing for today's workshop. I finished at 11:30, and then I watched Spider-Man in bed after it. So about 11:30-ish last night I watched it. But fuck you all.
Well, that wasn't interesting.
During this review, we'll think of another way to challenge you on there, not downloading it.
Give us a review from Malden365 or whatever his name was. Her name. His name. Their name.
One of my favourite dialogue exchanges from the show is this. Kingpin, I've been waiting for this time for some time. Spider-Man. Oh, yeah? What did you have in mind? A pie-eating contest? That's a review from Malden365. The next review is... I know, right? The next review is from The Other Side, which is 0-T-H-E-R, then S-Y-D-E. Now, this is my Spider-Man. Everything in this video is amazing. One thing I especially loved about this is how it brings in the wider Marvel universe. It's honestly why I've always had an issue with the Raimi films and Spectacular Spider-Man. Because while they're good and I like them, their Spider-Man exists in a vacuum. And that never felt right to me. This show had X-Men, Punisher, Blade, Captain America, etc. show up in the episodes, and it was brilliant because it gave me the sense of a world beyond Peter's small corner.
Wow.
Well, neither of them reviews were really good or funny.
Or specifically about this episode, really. They're just random reviews about cartoon.
Mm-hmm. I have another one.
I wonder how many reviews
Jamie Chambers, and the review is fuck you all, motherfuckers.
Jamie, how many reviews have you read to get those two?
About 50 odd.
It's a good job. Good job. He's had a lot of time this week to read the reviews.
Love reading them.
You know how stubborn I am. All you're doing is making me think I'm not fucking playing Predator anymore. Fuck you all.
Anymore? You've not.
When
played
are you
going
to have time to play anyway?
Well, to download it a bit.
I don't have time to download it all, boys. Just download it off of it.
Well, I wouldn't be able to play it anyway. That's the thing. I wouldn't even have time to play it anyway. Like, too busy. Self-employed life, boys.
If any listeners want to help Jamie out, you can donate to Jamie at tinyviolin.com. Let's set him up a crowdfunder.
To be fair, Jamie, you could take your PlayStation to your hotel.
I could.
He didn't finish work till 11:30, Kane.
I've got Spider-Man to watch.
Six times.
Spider-Man. I've got, but I'm generally working weekends as well. I don't think people understand the gravity of trying to catch up on a COVID world where I got paid fuck all last year. So trying to do 7 days to catch up on minimum financial income last year is a challenging world to live in.
You know what? To be fair, you know what you should have done last year.
not paid myself dividends, so I didn't get fucked over.
Download
by
Predator on PS4.
That's a good point.
You've got to plan it right, Jamie. You've got time for everything. You should have known this was coming and downloaded it last year. Have you got a would you rather for us?
No.
Didn't have time.
Would you rather watch Spider-Man?
I didn't say yeah.
Would you rather watch Spider-Man 6 times in a hotel room with Jamie? Or go take away with Kane.
Do we even away with Kane?
Right, go on, Jamie. Hit us with it.
Would you rather be Spider-Man, but you have organic web shooter that comes from your pee-pee? Or be Venom, and your organic web shooter comes from your nipples?
Venom all day long.
Quick question on this.
Easy one.
I don't think
it is. Can you control when it comes out?
The symbiote or the webbing?
The webbing from both. Can you control when web is going to shoot out of whichever
control when it comes out from both?
Squares
you
out.
Can, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
There's a simple question on this one. The simple question.
Do both the nipples and the dick both work as normal as well as being able to have this extra feature?
They do.
What else do your nipples do still?
sit glass. There holding my t-shirt
and,
up.
And also, do you want to swing from a building by your cock? Essentially. I sure as hell don't. I prefer the nipples. I've had to choose.
If I'm not sure you could swing from a building by your nipples. The problem is the nipples would be harder to aim, wouldn't they?
No, why? But I suppose the cock one.
Why are your nipples harder to aim than your dick?
Yeah. With practice, surely you can.
How long are your nipples that you can aim them like a dick? You
can just convince you based on that sound. James convince
dick
you.
Nipples.
They don't have to be long. Yeah, just point me in direction. What's the length got to do with anything?
If anything,
like Terry Crews, you can flex like Terry Crews and just popping them out.
Well, hold on a minute.
Can you point your dick at the floor?
Gravity sort of takes care of that for me.
No, but can you point it at the floor if you wanted to?
Yes.
Yeah.
Can you point it left?
Yes.
Swing it.
And
just
right,
swing
and
to the side a bit.
Yes.
You can point your dick in like at least 180-degree arc, right? Yeah. You can't point
just
your nipples
move,
left, can
yeah.
you?
Yeah, can you just move your body? Just turn your body
so you, so, yeah, exactly. So you can't point your nipples, can you?
I don't need to.
You can. You now you've got to move your body to do it.
But also, like, if I want to shoot a web, I haven't got to get my cock out in public. Yeah, I can just go topless.
And if you want to shoot the web to the left with your penis, you've also got to put your hand there, move it.
Exactly.
Where if you with your nipples, you just turn. Move your hips.
I will give you that. It would be hard to shoot up, though, for swinging from buildings, wouldn't it, with nipples?
Lean back as you're floating through the air.
I'm saying it would be harder, wouldn't it?
Harder,
it would
know,
be
impossible.
Harder.
Like when you started off, you'd be like...
How many times do you have to shoot vertically up?
Plus, also, you're not going to be known as that wanking superhero. Because literally, as you're going through time, people are going to think you're knocking one out because you're trying to aim your cock all over the place. You're going to look like you're some sort of...
I wonder if you start swinging...
Summer's not a side of you right now, James.
She's not. No, I've sent her back in the house and locked her in.
Well, I suppose that's the
other
thing.
You'd wear if a costume, though, isn't it, James? So nobody knew who you were.
True. But you'd still get a reputation, though, wouldn't you, in the papers? Hey, Wanker man. Whatever a wanker.
I suppose that's the other thing. If you're pointing your penis left, then right, then down, then up, at one point it's going to start
getting
excited.
Yeah.
Then you're walking around with a stonker on.
Yeah, and how do you fight bad guys with your
then you can't
your
point
hand.
It down either. Because you've... Yeah,
oh, you killed my uncle. And you're still there. We are
there.
I think I'm gonna go for penis.
Really? Well, that's not surprising.
So I think James, I'll quite happily have a gunfight with you, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You've got to wear a chest-mounted gun.
Yeah.
That fires directly forwards from your chest.
Two guns.
That point slightly off centre, forward from your chest.
Yep.
Much like your nipples do. Yes. And I'm going to have a gun attached to my crotch that I can move around and point.
Yes.
And we'll have a gunfight.
Yes.
I'm just going to stand directly in front of you.
And I'll shoot you with my nipples.
But you can't because they're slightly... Your nipples don't point directly forwards, I don't think. I think they've got a bit of an angle on. So I think I'm safe between the nipple blasts.
Yeah, I think...
I turn to the side slightly.
Yeah, I think Bez will be able to work quickly... shoot from his nipples, yeah, then you'd be able to get your cock out.
You're going to get your point.
No, I don't have my cock out, Kane. Why would I have it away?
What's a gunfight? Did you start with your gun in your hand? It's in your holster,
when I know I'm going to be shooting somebody. Why would I walk up with my gun in my hand?
So you're just walking around town with your cock in your hand?
Yeah, if I'm a cock-based superhero who shoots webs out of it, yeah.
You're going to prison.
Imagine you were a cock-based superhero and you haven't got your cock out.
Oh, you're weird, Stu. You're good.
Yeah. What happens if there's like a fire at an orphanage or something like that? Oh, it's all right. Oh, no, it's not.
Here he is, cock man.
Can I also, definitely just another cock variable to be remember here is we're just going on the nipples and penis, whereas if you go with the easier option is probably venom, but you've got an alien parasite which is fucking leeching onto you for the rest of your life. Stu hasn't got that, just to play devil's advocate.
Also, I've considered the dick out part.
Like Brock.
I'm not going to let anybody know I've got my dick out.
What?
He's going to paint it as like a walking stick.
I'm going to hold it in my hand with like a finger pointing out down it, and like so I'm doing like pow, like pointing my finger guns with my dick like in a holster, But no, I'll have pants on. I'm holding my dick in my
holster. You're the stretching.
Like there'll be a little loop on the back of my wrist with my penis threaded through it. So like when I point my finger, it looks like it's shooting out of my finger.
Well, that's just convinced me.
So me and Kane are going for the top half.
Yeah, I'm definitely going nipples.
You'd go with the alien parasite.
Yeah. All day long. Cool powers. Virtually indestructible apart from noise and fire.
You've got your cock out in public.
Fucked it. Yeah. You've got literally a symbiotic relationship, something that's leeching onto you, and that's it.
With a monster.
Okay, how long do you think? Yeah, how long do you think you'd survive in the real world when you get your cock out?
Well, you don't have to. That's it's a choice. You know, there's nothing in the scene. You've got to take your cock out.
Hey, with great power comes great responsibility, Jamie. You can't hide that away. You got to save.
What do you think? Why would anything bad happen if you're in a costume and got your cock out?
Right,
that's the quote. That's the quote.
Halloween's coming up. Right, we'll put this onto the test.
Yeah,
depends what you dressed up as, I suppose.
But remember, you can swing away from the danger.
I'll get your Zorro mask.
What would happen? You can swing away.
Black Zorro mask. We'll see how it goes then.
If I could swing away from danger, sure.
For Halloween, I'm going as Jimmy Savile.
Would it put strain on your penis as you're swinging?
Hell yes.
Yeah. No.
Or like...
No, but it put strain on your nipples. You'd end up like one of those...
No. Because you hold it with your hand, don't you? You don't swing from the thing it comes out of, do you, though?
No, good shout. Yeah. You
you fire it out and then kind of wrap it around the hand, don't you, to swing from your hands?
Yeah, Spider-Man doesn't swing from his web shooters, does he? He holds the web, to be fair.
Spider-Man. The thing is, right? I don't have a lot of time to think about it. Well, exactly right. Well, I love Venom, but it's like, it's just, I don't think you could honestly give yourself over for the rest of your life to an alien parasite like that. I think it would be.
It's insanity, isn't it, Jamie?
It's lunacy. I would much rather have a web shooting penis.
A spider dick.
Again, you haven't got to use it. So it's not like you've got to walk around with your cock in your hands for the rest of your life. You can keep it in your pants if you want to. I mean, you've still got Superman. Yeah. You've still got Spider-Man's powers,
right?
It'd be
first.
Yeah.
I don't think it. I think it's a no-brainer.
It's the right answer.
I beg to differ.
Well done, Jamie.
I beg to differ.
And my wife just texted me and just said, potty mouth.
Just followed by what you said lately. Yeah.
Text her back and say, put Predator on download, please.
I'm going to do it. Let's see. I'll see what she... I'm genuinely going to do this and see what she says. Wait, oh. So what do you want to say? Put Predator on download.
She'll download.
On my PS4, please. I mean, give her a clue.
Download on...
In brackets, just put PS4.
I've done it.
But say you've got to wind up your PlayStation to get it going.
Let's see what she says. I also got a follow-up message saying, quieten down a bit.
You know, I downloaded it on PS4, Kane. Well, PS5, luckily.
Hitman 2?
Yes.
No.
Power Rangers, Battle of the Grid?
No.
Oh, well, they've just had a new update, so you should
download it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I've been playing lately?
Oh, right, I'm going back to this question.
Go on.
Red Alert.
Oh, I was playing that last night. It's good.
Command and Conquer Red Alert.
Command and Conquer Red Alert, yeah.
That's
I think we're all in shock. There's webs shooting out everywhere. Nipples, penises. What about if you could have spider powers, accept them if you could only do the web out of your butt like an actual spider?
As opposed to not having it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd take that.
Yeah, I'd rather have it than not having it, because again, you can make the choice, you don't have to use it.
That's fine, yeah, no, agreed. What would you do with it?
Shoot people in the face.
Ooh.
With my butt spray.
I don't think I wouldn't use it in much, I've got to be truthful, but the other powers would come in handy.
No, you just got the spider butt.
Just the butt.
Yeah.
I'd still take free power. Probably wouldn't use it much, but you never know. There might be
it's a power, though, is it? It's just...
Yeah.
It's reverse ejaculation at best.
Reverse
ejaculation?
Yeah, you're not going forward, you're going backwards. Not inside of you. Hey, I've got a question for you guys.
Go on.
I was reading a study last night, because I didn't have much to do. by a company called Scream Rant, and they were ranking the top 10 Spider-Man villains. I'm going to give you the list, and then I want you to tell me what your top three is. So their list was number three, the Jackal.
What the fuck?
Number two, Doc Ock, and number one, Green Goblin.
What the fuck? Matt, can we just acknowledge the fact that Screen Rant, who publish all their shit on Facebook,
I don't know
want
about
people to respond.
This was on the internet. It was not on
Facebook, but they posted it on Facebook and direct people through. Their whole thing being everybody reading it who's in fandom going, what the fuck, that shit, let's reply.
Is that why they do it? Just to get a response.
So they get loads of content. Yeah, it's clickbaity. I think, I'm pretty confident. But, if you haven't got Venom or Kingpin in your top three, it's bollocks, isn't it? Let's be honest.
Well, let's do it, Stu. So do your top three then. I'm genuinely interested in this. So your top three is who?
Venom, Kingpin.
3-2.
No, Kingpin 1.
Oh, okay.
Venom 2.
Right. Yep.
And I don't know, 3 really. I probably haven't got... The reason I'm struggling with the 3 is there are a lot that I would put at a similar level.
Yeah.
So all of
you're
the
not a fan, though, are you? You said this before, you're not a fan of Spider-Man level. Villains too much.
I think the majority of villains are a little bit shitty. So I would go with... Yeah, I don't know. I'm struggling for third. Let's go with... Rhino fucks me off. He's stupid. Shocker's stupid. I'd probably go with Doc Ock, I guess. Yeah, let's go with Doc Ock as number three, because his one where his mind is in Peter Parker is quite good, to be fair.
It is good. James, top three?
Yeah, same. Number three would be Doc Ock. Number two would be Green Goblin. And number one would be Venom.
Interesting. Kane?
Yeah, in no order. Green Goblin, Venom. Then I think I'd go Carnage. I always thought it was like really cool as a kid.
Cool, yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
What about you, Jamie?
I wouldn't put Venom in there.
Really?
Yeah.
See, you fell for it again, James. Like, Jamie's like... saying something.
James,
where, like,
James's bum's just exploded all over the wall.
I'm shocked. That's what you like, Venom.
Jamie will say a statement.
I love Venom, he's my favourite, but this is greatest Spider-Man comic villains. And I love Venom as a character, but I think if you're looking at the characters that have had an impact on Spider-Man,
you said greatest
Spider-Man villains, and you just said that Venom is your all-time favourite character.
He is.
But so he's your greatest Spider-Man villain.
My favorite, but he's, I wouldn't say he's the top in my top three Spider-Man villains.
Okay.
Like the ones that I would go Goblin, and in no order, because I'm just thinking off the spot here because I haven't had time to really do it. Goblin, Doc Ock, and Kingpin. They'd be the top three. I'd put down, I think, as the top three Spider-Man villains.
Are we saying like what the most destructive?
I don't like King. Yes,
I don't like him. But again, this is not what I like. This is what I think are the ones that have the top ones that have had the biggest impact on Spider-Man. These are the top.
I was thinking the ones you like the most.
Your
top, not
no. Like, if I ask you what's the greatest episodes of something, you're going to give me your favourite ones, I guess, right? But yeah. I can see it from Jamie's point of view as well. Like, what are the three episodes that had the most impact on the world of the thing? I guess. Okay, yeah.
So you've got to go Mephisto, then, aren't you? You got to go Mephisto then.
That's a good point, actually. It's a good point.
Yeah, right over. Screwed him over. Anyone else had a massive impact on his life?
How the fuck did Jackal have a big impact on him? Did it even say, Jamie, in your thing? I'm pulling up the clickbait.
I don't have time to read it.
Three things? Mary Jane getting killed.
Goblin.
So he's got to be up there, right?
Mary Jane?
Gwen Stacy. So I'm going to go out there, right? And I don't know the name of this character. The greatest villain, if we're talking about greatest in terms of impact, the dude who shot Uncle Ben.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Sandman in Spider-Man 3.
The actual guy who shot Uncle Ben.
Yeah, makes
sense. That's a good point. Yeah.
Mephisto, and then Kingpin, because he told everyone where Aunt May lived, so she got shot and killed.
Yeah.
What a twat.
Kingpin's done a lot of shit, hasn't he? I do like Kingpin.
He's a great thing about Kingpin, he goes across, you could say he's like one of Daredevil's like greatest villains, right? His great thing about him is he shows up in so many places, Kingpin.
I saw a thing about, what's the actor called who plays Kingpin in Daredevil?
In the series or the film,
he's amazing. Yeah. He's a great casting.
He said he wants to be in all the which he would because it's get millions, but he wants to be in all the new movies as well as Kingpin.
Well, that'd be good.
Yeah. He's perfect. I think he does play a great,
and he just like looks like the perfect Kingpin as well, doesn't he?
Mm. Yeah, he's what did I watch him in? He was great in just recently. Western. He's in a Western.
He's in Magnificent Seven.
Thank you. Yes, with Chris Pratt.
Yeah, he's very good.
Yeah, he's. I didn't realize it's him for ages, but he's really good. Good film.
In Full Metal Jacket as well. That's where I saw him first, I think.
I was just about to say that, James. Was he in that? And I thought, no, I'm going mental.
Yeah.
He's the guy who shoots himself then in Full Metal Jacket, right?
Yeah.
I've just realized. He's in Jurassic World.
Yeah.
Oh shit, he is.
Military guy who wants to militarize the Predators.
Predators, that'd be awesome.
I'm just naming missiles.
He's in Predator versus Aliens, isn't he?
Oh, is that the one
He plays that stupid dog.
Is that the one we went to see in London, Stu?
That was awful, wasn't it?
Oh fucking terrible, wasn't it? Oh, mate.
He's also in Pele, Birth of a Legend.
Oh, that's an amazing film.
He doesn't play Pele, does he?
With his erectile dysfunction.
Can I, just out of interest, and this will be, again, I know we're doing that thing of looking at photos again, right?
Yeah.
But can I just point out that if he hadn't have played Kingpin, he could have been a stand-in in Marvel for Mark Ruffalo.
Yes, they are very similar.
Yeah, I see that. Yeah, I see that. Mm.
Kane's not convinced.
Yeah, I'm not convinced.
You should be.
Yeah, without Googling them. Yeah. I'll take your word for it because it's 3v1 and I feel intimidated, but it's a.
I can totally see that, yeah.
They've both got faces that look like they're slightly in pain all the time.
I thought that was going to be it because they've both got faces.
Yeah, they've both got faces. They could be standing. Yeah, they've both got that sort of look of anguish on the face, like a resting look of anguish.
Resting pain face. Well, boys, on that face note, it's time to end.
No.
This week's episode of By the Power Podcast. So it's goodbye from me.
No. Jamie's not got enough time to...
Jamie's going to bring something up from 7 minutes into the episode, isn't he? Into this episode.
I've got something lined up. We're doing a Spider-Man quiz.
Oh, fuck, you did mention that earlier as well.
Yeah, we're doing it.
And it's not like
go on then.
1 hour, 10 minutes in, but go on.
Yeah.
And you need to get off to see your wife, but it's all right.
Yeah, no, I'll put a little one to bed.
I'm calling this. This is a drinking quiz for me. So everyone you get wrong, I'm drinking on the back of this.
Everyone we get wrong.
Everyone get it wrong. Yeah, you can mess. I mean, technically, okay. You can mess it up and be a person if you want. Right, that's on purpose. Right. So, I have a selection of 35 questions. You get the. We're going to go through each one. You're all going to answer each question. You get to choose one. We'll start, Stu. Pick a number between 1 and 35.
Are they in any particular order?
Yeah, the 1 to 35.
No, I mean, but it's like 1 the hardest and 35 the easiest. Or are they based on episode length?
Nope, they're completely random. You don't know what you're going
to
get.
Okay. It's hard to pick. Are they from a online quiz of 35 great Spider-Man questions? Or have you actually had time to write 35 Spider-Man questions?
I had a bit of time a couple of days ago.
Have you actually written 35 Spider-Man questions?
Not for fucking now.
Okay, good.
I know Stu's Googling as we're talking.
I was genuinely worried for you then. Number 7.
Number 7, okay.
Yes, please.
Question 7. Who succeeds? I know it's multiple choice, Stu. Who successfully killed Spider-Man? And I'm going to give you 4 options.
Can I just double check something? Are we talking Spider-Man in any universe or just the animated series that we've watched?
We're talking in any universe.
Okay. Galactus.
I'll give you 4 options.
Okay.
Galactus is not one of them.
Oh,
Should be.
Wait.
Zombie Captain America.
I'll give you 4 options.
Okay.
Zombie Captain America is also not one of them. Your options are Stu, Venom, Doc Ock, Green Goblin, or Kraven the Hunter.
Kills him.
Correct.
Was that the way it worded it?
Killed him, yes, as in dead.
Killed her. Kingpin. Wasn't an option.
He's not an option.
We're watching Into the Spider-Verse at the moment.
Doc Ock.
You are correct, Stu. It is Doc Ock.
Thank you.
Kane. So what happens? No one has to drink?
No, but I've just had a drink anyway to celebrate Stu's amazing answer.
When did Doc Ock kill him? I'm not 100%
That's
sure.
That's not part of the quiz, Stu.
Okay, sorry.
Okay, what number would you like?
I'll go number 1.
Okay. You've got a simple yes or no here, Kane.
No.
Was the Kingpin originally a Spider-Man villain?
No.
Say that again. Was who?
Was the Kingpin originally a Spider-Man villain?
Oh, okay. 50-50 on Kane. I like those.
The answer is yes. Kane is wrong. The Kingpin was.
Kane.
I thought it was going to be a trick question of some.
Yes, good shout.
I'm just necking a Jameson in a stout edition cask.
I'll do a whiskey for that.
Swig a beer for the working man. Oh, that's not a good whiskey to drink like that. James, give me a number.
Number 4, please.
If James fails, this is good.
Oh, are we going through all 35 questions?
Yeah? We are doing everyone. James.
Don't forget to remember which ones you've done, boys, because James is not making a note.
Oh, yeah, I'm making a note. It's all in the noggin. Who was the first villain Spider-Man fought? The options are as follows, James.
Oh, we've already said it once tonight.
No, we haven't.
Wait, have that dude who killed Uncle Ben?
No, we haven't. No.
He wasn't a villain, he's a bad guy. I think it's options.
Your options are, and I know the answer to this one. The options are Doc Ock, Chameleon, Scorpion, or Green Goblin.
Oh, I was going to guess at Vulture. That would have been wrong.
Vulture was number 2, I believe. He'd be 3. Vulture was 3.
I think it's Chameleon.
It is Chameleon. You are spot on. It was.
So do you have to repeat on Jamie?
Yeah, to celebrate James's great answer. One second.
It was a good answer, James. Well done.
No, that were really well good actually, James.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. Well played.
Woo!
Stu.
I'm proud of you.
Stu, give me a number between 1 and 35.
25.
25.
We're not at 25.
Not yet. No, we haven't. Who will be the villain in the Insomniac's Spider-Man game? Is it going to be...
Are you kidding?
No.
Okay.
Green Goblin, Venom, Mr. Negative, or Kingpin?
What year is this quiz from?
This quiz is from a couple of years ago, 3 years ago.
this game is out, by the way.
Correct.
Yeah, that's what I'm checking. Well, James, I could have spoiled the next one for you, right?
It's not the new one. It's the first one.
I thought you were making me give James a spoiler.
No.
It's Mr. Negative.
Wrong. Correct. What? It is Mr. Negative.
Yeah, so thankful for that.
Kane, what's your number?
I'll go number 3.
Which choice, of these villains was not a member of the original Sinister Six? Your options were as follows, Kane. Doc Ock, The Lizard, Electro, and Kraven the Hunter.
Can I have my options again, please?
You can. I will allow it. Doc Ock, The Lizard, Electro, and Kraven the Hunter.
Doc Ock, Kraven the Hunter, Electro. What was the fourth option?
The Lizard.
I'll go The Lizard.
Was it Doc Ock?
It is The Lizard.
Well, I don't think he's ever been a member of Sinister Six.
He hasn't. No, he's now. He's true. That was I remember anyway. James, give me a number.
5, please.
How long is this game going on for?
Yeah. We're going to do one more round after it, and then maybe another round followed by a final round. James, you can't have number 5 because it's a picture question, and that is weird.
Okay, number 8, please.
Number 8. Why are things so low, James? Have you got a plan to your choosing?
No, I'm just trying to remember the numbers I picked before.
Fucking hell, James.
Your one number you picked.
James picked a tough one.
Oh, God.
Which organization did Spider-Man join after the death of the Human Torch?
Fantastic.
Kane, did you notice even James's number choosing gets a reaction?
Yeah, I know. It's weird.
Is that you going for, James, or do you want the options?
I'm going for the Fantastic Four.
You are wrong.
Oh, boo.
James knows nothing about comics.
I gave you the choice.
I'm out.
It was the Future Foundation. That's the foundation of the future. One more round.
A spine dick. Number 1.
We've already had number 1.
Ooh, 8.
Was you saying that just to test me, Stu?
Sorry, 25.
We've had 32. 25, haven't we? We've had 25 as well.
7.
Okay. We've also had 7. There's 35 questions. We've got quite a lot.
31.
31. What is the name of Spider-Man's animal counterpart? Is it Pork Grind? Is it Web Warthog? Is it Spider Pig? Or is it Spider Ham?
Spider Pig.
It is wrong. It is Spider Ham.
Spider Ham. Spider Ham.
I've seen Spider Pig.
In The Simpsons. You've seen Spider Pig in The Simpsons.
Yeah.
But that's not Spider-Man. That is The Simpsons. Spider Ham from Into the. James, what are you watching at the moment?
Into the Spider-Verse. Spider-Ham is Into the Spider-Verse.
It's there you go. Fun.
That's what they built the whole cartoon around. Or the whole comic book, should I say. A really crappy pun.
Fucking hell.
What's the pun?
Spider-Ham. It sounds like Spider-Man. And they said, oh, that could be a pig. Yeah.
What's the Spider-Man cartoon? Is it Multiverse?
Into the Spider-Verse.
Yeah. I think that's probably my favourite. Spider-Man.
Yeah, it's fucking awesome. It's yeah, there's yeah. always saying that. There's a lot of people that say that's the best Spider-Man they've ever done. Kane?
Here's a question for you.
I was trying to get us off Kane. This quiz bed, Jamie.
Yeah. Which yeah. Thing, yeah. last two questions, Kane.
Number 8.
Kane, I'll edit it out, don't worry.
In that case, I'm just going to keep going. Kane, we've already had 8.
You've got to spend time with your wife, Jamie. You can't keep going.
I know.
Get 7K. That was a good one.
Number 13.
Ooh.
Number 13.
I wonder if they've gone with a 13 themed question. I wonder if it's like about carnage or something horrible.
I do love question 13. Which of these versions of Spider-Man was trained by Wolverine? Was it Superior Spider-Man? Ultimate Spider-Man? Assassin Spider-Man or Spider-Man Noir?
I'll go Spider-Man Noir.
It's not. It's a it's Assassin Spider-Man.
Spastic Spider-Man.
I think I were.
I want to see that cartoon now.
I wonder where he shoots his web from.
I've literally spat beer all over. Last one then, James. Give me a number.
You know the, what would his theme tune be?
I'm not even a tech, James. I'll let you pick this one up.
Number 20, please.
Does whatever.
No. Did Spider-Man merge with the silver spur with the silver surfer?
With the what?
Silver spur. Did Spider-Man merge with the Silver Surfer to become Captain Universe?
No. He did not.
It was somebody else, wasn't it?
It was someone else. It was Captain Universe. Captain...
America.
Marvel, was it? No, it wasn't Chaos. Captain Marvel, was it? Yeah, but it wasn't Captain Silver Surfer, no.
I can see the image in front of me. It doesn't tell you who it is, but it looks like the patterns on him look like Nova.
I think it was Marvel.
Is it?
Yeah, which makes the same actually. Symbol into it, the little star symbol.
Yeah.
It looks like Nova, yeah. Interesting.
Juggernaut merged with him as well.
What? With who?
Yeah.
With Surfer? Marvel.
No, with Marvel thing. He became Juggernaut Captain Universe type thing.
Oh, that's pretty cool. I didn't realise that. Yeah.
Can I ask you a Spider-Man question, Jamie?
Yes.
Name
Yeah.
the Spider-Man, full name, Broadway musical.
I watched it when it ran out and it was a shocking, wasn't it?
Was that the thing where they all got injured?
Yeah, they were like lawsuits and stuff when they were dropping off wires and shit, weren't they?
Kept smashing them up, didn't they?
Oh, I can't remember what it's called. It was something stupid.
Did you two do the music for that?
No, we've never done any Broadway productions.
It was Joe Perry from Aerosmith.
Yeah.
No, he did the artwork.
I think it was you.
He designed the sets as well and painted them all. Did the lighting, the sound, the smoke, everything.
He was acting every role as well. It's like a one-man theatre production.
He was. He's also a joiner.
I don't know, Stu. What was it called?
Spider-Man Turn Off the Dark.
That's it. Very good. Might need to edit this out, Stu, because I think it's going to be terrible to listen to.
Who is your favourite Spider-Man actor, both voice or in person?
Good question.
What's the new dude called? The dude who's in at the moment?
Tom Holland.
Yeah. Tom Holland is... Yeah. I think he's fucking amazing as Spider-Man.
He is pretty spot on, isn't he?
I think I'd agree with you. My issue with the previous ones, they was a little bit too old for me.
Especially when he was in Tom Holland.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to go Tom Holland as well. I think he's hands down all day long.
Oh, no way. Clint Sweep.
Nobody going for Neil Patrick Harris.
Who's that?
Doogie Howser.
Did he?
Doogie Howser, How I Met Your Mother. Series of Unfortunate Events.
He was good in that series of Unfortunate Events.
It's good, that, wasn't it?
Where did he play Spider-Man?
The 2003 animated series. The new Spider-Man. No, Spider-Man, the new animated series.
It wasn't bad, that.
He is such a good actor, him, though.
Mm.
It's time to end the show, I think.
Good. Oh, yes.
Good.
If unless Jamie's going
to... If anyone's stuck around till now listening wise, like, thank you.
There's no fucker listening to this.
I don't even think I'm going to listen back to it, in all fairness.
If you made it this far, fuck, well done.
I think there's somewhere in some...
I might edit some of the quiz questions out. To be
in
fair.
Some forgotten country, there's some terrorists being played this 24/7, just a loop at full volume.
This company is paying for to have like sound bites to go to sleep to. I think that's perfect. Yeah. If you want to drop off, just play that shit. You know, I think that'll put you
make it. Should we make an app?
Or commit suicide.
Do you know what? We should launch an app, right, Jamie? You're probably up for this, right? We should get somebody to help us design an app for iPhone or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's Jamie asking questions. But before we ask the question, there's another question. Hold on. Why do you make it look like a twat?
You're asking questions.
Because basically, the questions I'm asking are putting people to sleep.
So, the app would be... the reason it would be relaxing, no, because Jamie would ask you questions, but he'd never ask you the question. He'd just be asking you which question you want in different ways.
Oh, I like it.
I'm okay with that, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, so I've got a question for you, but first, choose the question. So, like, using letters and down.
But answer this question to find out what your question is. But to answer that question.
Jamie's not got the time to record that.
No.
He's watching Spider-Man for the 7th.
Like, I was thinking he could do it live. The app would connect you directly to Jamie. It's goodbye. It's like
we could have it as an OnlyFans thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Jamie asks you shit.
Well, they don't do porn anymore, do they, OnlyFans? So.
No, they do again now. They gave up on that after about a week.
Oh, did they?
They just went straight back to doing
the entire platform, which just imploded.
That's a ridiculous decision they made there, yeah.
I suspect they never meant it in the first place. I think they're just trying to get a bit more
good shout.
Yeah, probably so, yeah.
Okay, goodbye.
Wait up.
It's you next, Jamie.
You got another question, Jamie.
Guys, remember to tweet us. By the Power Pod, which is all our social media leaks are at.
Is it not by the power dot pod?
It's by the power. What did James say last week? I preferred that.
Yeah,
Twitter us. Send us a Twitter.
Twitter.
Send us a Twitter.
By the dot power dot pod dot.
By the power dot pods.
By dot the dot power dot pod.
All that. It's all on the website at www.
Send Jamie your spider related questions on Twitter.
Yeah. Everything's on the website, www.buythepowerpod.net. Email us at buythepowerpod@gmail.com. Recommendations and reviews are always accepted, but we don't fucking get them anyway, so don't fucking bother. And if you want to buy us a coffee, that's at buymeacoffee.com/buythepower. But nobody buys us a coffee apart from our wife, so don't bother with that either. Next cartoon.
One quick Spider-Man question.
Go for it.
Why hasn't Spider-Man got 8 legs?
He did at one point, didn't he?
He did. The man spider, didn't he?
But why hasn't he got 8 legs?
I don't know. Is this a joke, or...?
He's more man than spider.
Yeah, that's a good point.
But also, on about the social media stuff, can I also ask that the people that
at
don't
least
contact
Kane gets
us...
Me. Nobody else does.
Can I ask that the people that don't contact us are people who want to improve our website ratings and all that sort of stuff? Because our inbox is full of people saying, let's get your ratings up. And it's just annoying. So
I quite enjoyed just sending them random messages back, but they never reply. Such as, does it come with a free sausage roll, or just nah?
I like it.
And nobody ever replies.
I think
it needs to
be a bit more subtle. I like you've got loads of time to reply to spammers on the internet account.
it is.
Jamie's having full-on conversations with random spammers from various countries.
It's very annoying. We're not going to pay. We're not going to pay you any money. Trust me, we've got no money.
We've got no listeners. Never mind money.
Well, if we paid their money, we'd have thousands of listeners. Jamie, they told us this.
It's a good point. It's a good point. Who's next up, guys, for cartoon picking?
Kane.
So I nearly went for one cartoon. Well, I think Stu's going to choose, so I went away from it.
Oh, you've got to tell us what that is as well in a minute.
Do you want me to say what it was?
Yeah.
It's going to be a Banana Man. But Stu's mentioned Nana it a couple Man? Of times. That's Banana just my Man. Yorkshire accent.
I thought you were going to say...
It's my Yorkshire accent, my half Kane. A bottle of whiskey I've drunk.
Kane, can I tell you how to get a reaction from these guys?
Yeah.
You ready? You ready, yo? Yeah. So the cartoon I was going to choose this week was going to be... Grange Hill.
Woohoo!
What the fuck? Grange Hill?
You're right. No, it's that... Yeah, it's that... Build up what you do after you say everything, Jamie, on the podcast.
Yeah, but Grange Hill in a cartoon.
Oh, that's good. That gets
exactly.
We're going to do Freakazoid.
Oh, interesting.
Good choice.
Another one I've never seen.
Yeah.
Good choice.
I've not seen that for ages.
That's
James,
iconic.
You didn't watch this.
Hey, what's up?
You didn't watch Freakazoid, James.
I did. Red pajamas, like. Black and white hair, spike backwards, bluish skin, black mask.
Yeah, it's like
fuck.
Like that bird out at Munsters.
He's got a car. I'm trying to remember his power set. He had quite a good power set, actually, didn't he?
I can't really remember much of it, to be honest.
I've never seen it.
This is like if you look at like some proper list of like top cartoons, a lot of people rate this really highly.
I didn't think it was in our time zone. I thought it was 2000s for some reason. But obviously it's might not.
Be. It could be. Let's have a look. If not, I'm doing Banana Man or Nana Man.
Nana Man.
Do you guys say banana or banana?
95, Bez.
Oh, nice.
Banana?
Banana?
Banana.
Banana.
Banana Man.
Sounds like a bloody demon then.
What was that?
Get me a priest. That was summer.
What was it?
That was terrifying.
That was the Hellspawn.
That is terrifying.
Her head's spinning round now.
This is going to be like that episode of that thing with Sarah Green on BBC that everybody got freaked out because they thought it was real, but it wasn't.
Most Haunted.
Thank you. Yeah, it's like an episode of Most Haunted when James suddenly disappears and his room starts spinning.
Most Haunted.
Still do.
Yeah, I'm trouble.
I think it's great.
Maybe it's not Most Haunted, James is thinking of.
What's the Puddly and guy called? Who was
on? David Acora. David Acora.
Yeah.
It was brilliant, wasn't it? Because somebody, the good thing about Derek Acora, what ruined him is somebody left a piece of paper, somebody left a note on the set, one of the guys on Most Haunted, which said, I think it was David Faker or something like that. Mm. And they wrote a story about this David Faker, and obviously they left it out as a bit of a trap for Derek Acora about a backstory, this David Faker. Obviously Derek Acora got possessed by this David Faker. But David Faker's an anagram of David Acora, so they completely set him up to fail, and he would never on TV after that. So they found him out. Yeah.
Not the fact that he's got Faker in the name.
So it was a big shock that he wasn't really psychic.
Yeah.
That destroyed him. It's like, of course he's not.
Hold on, I've got another question.
It's like, oh, he's faking it. Of course he's faking it.
In David Acora's name, where's the F?
I don't know. I could be making bits of that up. There was some kind of anagram there. I can't remember specifically what it was. I'm going from memory there, but there was something there. Somebody left something like at somebody's name that was an anagram of his or something like that. But yeah,
so
that's
up
what.
Up until that point, did they honestly think he was psychic?
Yeah.
Oh yes. Oh yeah. They were. It was mental, and I love shit like that. But it was mental. The stuff that. He was getting possessed by and stuff. He was great. Yvette Fielding was the woman in it.
Thank you, not Sarah Green. Yeah, you're right.
What was Sarah Green in? Who's that?
No, Sarah Green did the one on BBC that I was talking about originally.
Ghostwatch.
Ghostwatch was awesome.
No.
That was a long time ago. Ghostwatch. That was 90s,
was
right?
Good,
Ghostwatch.
Yeah, it was good.
Question number 32 from the Spider-Man.
What episode, Kane? Have you decided yet?
No.
Okay.
What question do you want, Kane? 32?
No. Kane, choose a number between 1 and 25. That's your episode.
Did Spider-Man ever, in canon,
suck a dick,
marry Black Widow?
Right. I'll see you next week, guys.
See you, mate.
Yeah. See you, Baz. Do you have a joke, Baz?
What?
Do you have a joke?
Kane gets nothing from James. I don't think James likes Kane.
I know, it's awful.
It confused me.
Anytime Kane says something, James just either gets silent or mute.
It confused me. I thought I'd like gone through a thing because Jamie asked the question, then you said bye.
Bez is the only one I want to impress.
Sorry.
He gives me nothing.
Sorry.
Nothing.
Do you have a joke?
No one said goodbye yet, apart from Stu.
Well, I just said see you later, guys. So he didn't listen to that either, Bez.
Well, I heard you say that, but it wasn't usual, you know.
It's because he's depressed now at the lack of love he's getting. Usual,
yeah. Wasn't the usual bye. Poor old Kane, sorry.
Well, it's bonjour for myself. I'm going to go and do some painting now because I've got a bit of time on my hands.
Peace from me.
And since you did ask, I have got a joke for you, Kate, and it is a Spider-Man related joke.
Oh, nice. Good.
So there's a bloke walking down the street, and out of his bum, he's got some spider web hanging. So a woman walks up to him and says...